Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. We desire to... Listen, now I can't remember the words. Well, welcome into this place, Lord Jesus. We bless you. We give glory to God. And we welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. I will not let that stop me from giving God his glory and his praise. All of a sudden, the words just disappear. But glory to God, they're in the atmosphere and in the heart. So, God, we thank you for the joyous noise that you say, make a joyous noise unto you. Glory to God. All these, glory to God, that have a mouth, praise ye the Lord. God, I bless you. I honor you. Thank you for another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. We thank you according to Psalms 150. We bless the Lord. Glory to God again for you coming on. Thank you, God, as we come together, glory to God, divinely connected on the Blog Talk Radio to give God his glory, give God his praise, give God his honor. There is none like him. What an awesome, marvelous, phenomenal God we serve. When we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, help us not to forget all the benefits and the mercy and the grace and the forgiveness and the love. And that was love that kept him up on that tree, glory up on that cross, glory to God, because he could have came down at any time. But his love, hallelujah, thank God, bless the Lord. And he put that love in us for to love him back with and to love others. And hallelujah, we got to deny this flesh the more that he can be glorified. We bless the Lord again for his great and mighty acts. What an awesome, phenomenal God. When we look at all the things that are going on around in the elements right now and the things that we are seeing in the flooding, just seeing today and all that that's going on, glory to God, even what is Tennessee or either Kentucky or wherever it is, oh, God, what water would do. Water, glory to God, could represent the cleansing, the anointing, the oil of Jesus, but all the natural water, glory to God, all the damage it could do. But the glory of God, we thank you for your mercy. Ask you to bless those, glory to God, that are going through that thing and restore them. And for those that even few that lost their lives do matter. But God, we pray and thank you for your mercy in the midst of it all. Even for those that are, glory to God, trying to be the good Samaritan, even those, glory to God, that are out there that are assigned for duties to do, whether they're firemen or rescuers or whoever or whatever part of the government or whoever the state is. All those, glory to God, that are trying to help. And even in the midst of all those fires and those inhaling all that smoke that's right now directly in the fires, but those in the fire have lost everything but still have their lives in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Jesus. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. All those, glory to God, that are going through and all kinds of heat waves and things that are happening through their bodies and all the sickness and diseases and the things, glory to God, that are going on in the atmosphere, all those kind of animals coming out of the woodwork, the bees that are coming out and stinging and all the wasps and, yellow jacks, but whatever kind of thing, other kind of animals, whether they slithering snakes or other kind of stuff, and even the dogs are acting up, or different kinds of things are happening. Well, God, thank you for your protection. Thank you for your shield. Thank you for your blood covering. God, help us to know the signs of the times, that God is time like never before to get anchored down in the Lord. Lord, I've given him his glory and praise, but you called us out and set us apart for such a time as this to be a witness in the land. We have an assignment. You done told us that, glory to God, greater works, glory to God, we're to do. No matter what's going on in the elements, what's going on in the cosmos, you put us on assignment. So no matter what, and it's going to get worse. That's why we got to be anchored and be on our alert and be on attentive to your ear, because when the military even go out, whether we're out in warfare or even the policemen, however, it can be some dangerous territory, but that does not stop the fact that they have to go in and do what they have to do. God knew whatever was going to happen before now. He put us on assignment when he created us. So God, help us to know that even in all of this, greater is he on the inside of us than he is after us. Help us to know that we got to have our faith and our trust and our faith in you like never before. We cannot go by what the times are going on, glory to God, to retreat. It's time to advance. He called Ramon, Derebosa. And we cannot advance in fear. And we cannot walk in fear to get the job done of the Lord. We got to get so anchored down in your word, with your truth, with your assurance, and with the determination that I will not yield to my flesh. I will not yield to the left or the right. I'm going to lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us so we can run. This race with patience. And to know, glory to God, he didn't give us a weight. Hallelujah. He said, cast them cares. All ye that are laboring and heavy laden, come to me and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke and learn of me. My burden is light and my yoke is easy. Oh, we can't do it on a part-time basis. We can't do it negotiating because we can't negotiate with God or the Holy Spirit. Oh, it's his way, or like people like to say, the highway. It's either choose you this day who you're going to serve. Hallelujah. Because God will change that. Thank God for his mercy and his grace. Thank God for the opportunity, glory to God, that he give us even in that mercy and grace. But we must realize, hallelujah, there is no, glory to God, negotiation. We can't negotiate ourselves out, glory to God, of hell. In the name of Jesus. Even for the things that we do, we got to give an account. But God, I'm asking you to help us to be those faithful servants. Those, glory to God, those people that will hear your voice and obey, that will repent and be convicted by the things that we do. Not because I got caught, then I repent. No, that wasn't a real repentance. That was just calling up some words. I'm just sorry that I got caught. That's all it really saying. God help us like never before. Help us not to be a partaker of another man's sin. We don't condone their sins. We can have compassion and love, but we can't condone. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, how can the blind lead the blind? They're going to both fall into the ditch in the name of Jesus. And we can't sit up and be judgmental. Glory to God. We got to allow things to let the word do what it needs to do. And the word will find all of us out. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We're going to know the tree by the fruit of death. Or is it corrupt fruit, over to God, or is it fruits of righteousness? God and holiness, and holiness is a way of life. Hallelujah, not glory to God, a long dress, because you have that long dress and still having sex out of marriage. You can still have that long dress, or either your suit, glory to God, and just the right whatever, like this man and whatever set up, and we can look so pious and high-minded, glory to God, and so contrary to the things of God. God, we ask you, Lord God, help us to be humble and obedient and hear the Spirit of the Lord and walk according to what the Spirit of the Lord says, not the Spirit, any Spirit, or the God. But the one and only true and living God. God, there's no way of escape from the truth and the love and the mercy and the grace you've shown us. But what we do is make up our minds. Well, we're going to live for you, glory to God, or we're going to live for this flesh, and that means you're living for the devil. God, help us like never before. Thank you so much for your kindness. Help us, glory to God, to join together in the spirit of righteousness, in the spirit of love, in the spirit of truth, in the name of Jesus, and be concerned one for another. And love covers a multitude of faults. In the name of Jesus, God, we're not going to be Mickey Mouse and glory to God and sit here and be, glory to God, a floor mat, but we got to do it God's way. And if we do it his way and go in and out like he say, glory to God, there are blessings that come with it. Not saying that we're going to be exempted from trials and exempted from, glory to God, heartache and pain. You went through so we can go through and be overcomers and triumphant and victorious and courageous in you, and glory to God, more than a conqueror. Lord, I bless you today. God, we pray for so many situations and circumstances that are going on in our nation, around the nation, in our homes, in our neighborhoods. Glory to God. Oh, God, we need you like never before. We pray that you touch man's heart, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, that they can be able to receive what your word on good ground. Open the ears that they may be here. Take the scales off their eyes. Give them a mind to want to. But when you have the mind, you give them a choice. Glory to God, to make up their minds who you're going to serve. So I pray the choice will be you. God, we are praying for patience, glory to God, even while we're waiting on you, to be of good courage. In the name of Jesus, help us to be about the Father's business while we are waiting on you to answer these other things. Seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything else will be added. Let the joy of the Lord be our strength. Help us to speak and decree and declare what your word says. When we're standing, glory to God, not only for ourselves and family, but when our church family, for those that are walking in darkness and those that don't know you, glory out in the part that says, God, to pray. Even, glory out for our enemies, even when they're doing the worst of things. God, you told us to love our enemies as ourselves. Help us, glory to God, to know there's your way. Glory to God, there's no better way. And we'll know that sometimes even when we're disobedient, and the things when we're disobedient, glory, I can cause sometimes delays or cancellations in our lives and the blessing that you have for us. God, help us. Help us like never before, God, to really, really trust you, because we can say it all day long with our lips, but our action going to make all the difference. And when the rubber meets the road, when the challenge comes, it's going to really show up what's on the inside of you. We can perpetrate for a while, just like with that pandemic when it came. We're perpetrating the fraud and seeming so glory to God, so holy, so righteous, so concerned about others. This and there was glory that caught up in education, caught up in glory to God, their gifts and talents, and God, glory to God, in all kinds of things. Oh, glory to God. But when the pandemic came, oh, you really saw what was on the inside of people, and glory, how fearful or fretful or either how much truth and they were trusting God or just trusting in their things. Ah, God, you said you first. God, help us to know right now, even with all this stuff going on, with even the COVID and the monkeypox and all this, God, still yet falling away instead of coming closer to you. Ah, another one, so getting caught up with all the shiny things the enemy is showing and all the things of the greed and all the stuff of high-mindedness and all the things that if I get this and if I get that, I'll be happy. If I get this and I get that, ah, and putting God on the back burner until things get out of hand, then we want to run over to God and have him the Christ of the crisis, but he want to be Lord. He's no Santa Claus here. He's no glory to God. Give me when I feel like it, and I'll come back to you. Glory to God when it's convenient. The devil is a lie. God, help us to know, glory. You loved us while we were still in darkness, and you loved us out of darkness into the light. And now while we're in the light, we need to remember we're bought with a price. No more our own. God, I bless you today. I thank you for restoration. I thank you for restoring. I thank you for redeeming us. Glory, God, back to the Father. Thank you that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. God, help us to come with clean hands. Help us to come, glory, that when we are not even walking right, glory, that we humble ourselves like David did. Oh, God, it's me that I sinned against you, oh, Lord. Oh, God, help us, Lord, so we won't be focusing on what this one did to me and that one did to me. Oh, God, what is our response? How do we handle it? Even though they did do us wrong, God, but we need the healing from you. We need the forgiveness from you, oh, God, so we can be able to forgive in the name of Jesus. God, help us like never to be concerned more and not just like all this stuff is going on in the world, whatever. But the Lord have called us out and set us apart for the be glory to God, those vessels glory to God that can be out in the hedges and highways. We are praying for more laborers in the vineyard in the name of Jesus, because they are few, but the harvest is plentiful. God, I'm praying, glory to God, we can stop playing this little games of the world. You said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Oh, God, help us to know, God, all that love you lavish on us, all the sacrifices that you've done. Help us to hear your voice and to walk accordingly, not according to our will. Don't let our compassion, glory to God, we pour into some people and some things more than others, glory to God, because of what we feel. But, God, we need to step back and hear. What do you say? Does it might have been a good thing, but did I tell you to do it? Is this going to line up or cause other things to come out of alignment because we deviate off the path over there and did this or that? God, I'm praying like never before, seeking you, praying, finding what's on the agenda. What are you saying when we are hurt, when we're on the mountaintop, when we're in the valley of decisions, when we are into a place where we're to a point where we don't know which direction, the right or the left, that we be still and know that you're God. Stand still and see the salvation of God. Pray and seek your face. And when we don't know what else to do till we get an answer, be still. And the other things that you're assigned us to, be about that until we get the answer that you told us concerning this other thing. Lord, we just love you. Some things we need to, even as believers, we got to forgive. Some pains and hurts and disappointments are still lingering. We can forgive, but after a while, we got to get to a point where we press and know that we forgave, but the pain may be there. Now, I got to give you that pain so you came to bind the broken heart and set the captive free. So we won't let the pain entangle us back up and meditate on that, and then we're back into unforgiveness. God, I ask you to help us to be able to differentiate between the two and to be able to rest in you. We love you today. Thank you for our children, our grandchildren, our seed, our CC, our spiritual children, spiritual seeds, glory to God, that have been planted, that it be watered as well. Pray, glory to God, for their hearts and their minds to be a mind of Christ, and those that are caught up in situations, circumstances, things beyond their control and things they have done. I pray a yoke be destroyed, those yokes be destroyed, that they open their ears and eyes and open themselves up to hear you and heal and send even messengers in their path where they might be entangled in things and can't get themselves out of. That's why you told us to pray without ceasing. Pray for one another. Bear one another burdens. Help us, God, like never before. We're on assignment. So we got to be in our place and on our post. So we bless you, Lord, for that direction and for that help and for that strength and for that courage to continue to press and pursue after you like never before. Oh, so much to pray for. We pray for, glory, in the midst of this thing that's still lingering a little bit of this pandemic, glory to God, with this virus, but glory to God, it's not to the point where it was, but it's trying to rise up, and the monkeypox thing, all this homosexual acts, people trying to make it so comfortable. You know, sin is sin, glory to God, we say, but then we're going to have some people feel like certain sins are not, you know, well, mercy of God, you know, the blood of Jesus, sin is sin, no matter who's doing it. In the name of Jesus, in the body, outside the body, the blood of Jesus, as called believers or unbelievers, sin is sin. God help us to not practice that. And even the ones that are out there that's practicing, even in that homosexual, and even some out there trying to recruit, oh, glory to God, and others doing and enticing things and so forth like this, and others in curiosity are trying to make it seem, and then recruiting our children and passing them seeds down to generations and generations, and other ones are the blood of Jesus tampering and touching. Oh, we curse and cancel that because it's an abomination to God. We're required to love people, love, glory, not love the sin, because God don't love the sin. Oh, Jesus, that's why he said, choose you this day who you're going to serve. You choose to go to hell, you can choose to go over to God, make heaven our home. But in the process, we got an assignment. The work that we do here is going to make a difference. Oh, Lord, I bless you. Oh, glory to God. We can pretend all we want to, but you see all things. And you have people that you allow to see through the Spirit those things that are not of you. Help us to know that, glory, there's no deception with you. And, glory, you can't deceive God. He is just merciful about some things. But when the time is up, just like with Israel, hard-headed and disobedient and whatever, he let them go on for a while. Mercy, mercy, mercy. But then it was time, glory to God, he came in and sometimes had to wipe them out and had to shake them up and have to, glory to God, put them in, glory to God, captivity. For you to come back to your senses to recognize the only true and living God. Oh, how quick do they forget? Same thing here with him on the inside of us. Oh, God, we ask him for mercy, that you bless us and we have more of a conviction and a desire to repent and to come in alignment and compliance. God, I thank you for those that are living saved, living righteous. Thank you for our leaders that are holding up the bloodstained back. Decide I'm not going to join the good old boys. I'm not going to go over to God, get caught up in compromise. I will not sell my soul for this world. I'm not going to be one of those ones that say, what profit is a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? So, God, we thank you for those that's, glory to God, still standing and still, glory to God, holding up that banner, still standing on God's word, even crying through tears and suffering through some things, but still yet, at the end of the day, this too shall pass. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy staff, rod, and staff, their comfort. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are blessed. Even sometimes we feel unrest or distress. We're casting them cares. Those that are going through in their bodies through alcohol or illicit sex or going through torment, glory to God, other mental illness or dementia, those that are having heart trouble or arthritis, bursitis, eyesight, all kind of ice, whatever they are, the blood of Jesus, those going through with their pancreas, going through with the problems with their eyes and their ears, or things that are going on, glory to God, with other sickness and diseases, things that are going on with sugar diabetes, and those, glory to God, that are having kidney problems and situations where they're not functioning right, other things that are happening, glory to God, in the bloodline, glory to God, blood clots and things that are happening, glory to God, in their throat and things that are happening, glory to God, with trying to have mobility. Others that have accidents that cause other complications and problems. Other ones that, glory to God, have had some surgeries that caused them, glory to God, to be having a defect or whatever it is, glory to God. We plead the blood of Jesus for whatever is going on. You are a healer and a deliverer. Nothing's too hard for you. You can turn it around. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Those, glory to God, that even have kidney stones and others that may be going through fibroid tumors, all kinds of tumors and whatever else in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to that cancer. We curse and cancel at the root as well as these other things. We plead the blood of Jesus. Those that are so depressed that are coming up against suicide or flashbacks of things that doesn't happen that they can't even think clearly, living in the past and don't even know what it is to have peace in this in the present, to even think about looking for the future. Oh, and some of those are so caught up about what may happen in the future, they can't even enjoy what this present moment is. Those that are having marital situations, those that are having sexual problems, glory to God, with their sex identity. Other ones, glory to God, that's having this problem where they can't get enough of sex, and they can't get enough of alcohol, they can't get enough of drugs, they can't get enough of just a lot of somebody got to have with me because I can't stand being alone. Oh, those that are lonely, those that are obsessed with, I got to have a husband, I got to have a wife. Oh, I'd rather marry than burn, and then you can be burning because now you get the sex, and then after you get in there, don't want you no more. She don't want you no more. You land up in bed and still can't get it. Oh, so what you burning for? You're still burning. Oh, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. All the tricks and the snares and the things of deception that the devil has. But God, we just got to pray. God, we bind up transferring spirits. Even people that we around and pay for and things that are going, we bind it up that it will not transfer, not attack itself and come against us in the name of Jesus. I bind up confusion, busybody, being around people like they run their mouth all the time. Next thing you know, you're running your mouth because you don't know how to shut it down, bind it up or start praying, put it to flight. Or either you sit up by yourself or just at the table, glory to God, with discouragement and disappointment and all them having a party, glory to God, because you're by yourself and don't want to step out and let somebody know, I need prayer, I need some help, I need to get away from all of this, I need to do what God say. Come against the spirit of disobedience and rebellion and stubbornness, but want to do it like God say and don't want to hear what nobody else has to say. So many tricks of the enemy, but so much room given to by the devil because we gave to him. God, I pray awareness. You said my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. When you bring awareness and when you show us the light, we need to walk therein. You said the word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my pathway. God, you said I will not have you ignorant of Satan's devices. When you reveal, then we got to start rebelling and glory to God, coming in disagreement with what you're saying instead of accepting and say, God, is it me? Is it this situation, this circumstances that are going on around me? Lord, it's so much to pray for the body so we can get in alignment to put the enemy to flight, to be on one accord. So as long as we divide it, the enemy, glory to God, going to fight. The blood of Jesus is against him. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray right now, God, even tonight, we're bringing back to remembrance that it is the night that we are supposed to hear our brother Black God. I thank you, Lord God, for even being the first online tonight. Thank you for everybody else that came in online now. But before we go any further in prayer, since I done prayed and prayed, we're going to, glory to God, remember that he has some words for 15 minutes from the Lord, and we're going to give that time now to him. But we thank you for touching his heart, touching his mind, touching his body, touch every vessel on here, every one of these prayer warriors that's so faithful all the time. Even though it was a little extra time in here tonight again, God, whatever purpose you have, you put this prayer line together. We're going to be obedient to that you say. And it's not about manipulation or doing what somebody else thinks we ought to do and how we ought to. We're going to handle this the way God say do it. And it may change a little bit here and there once in a while, but our basic always stands, glory to God, for what God called us to do. So, God, I thank you. There's no big I, little U's. It's always him. And we come in compliance and alignment with his word. We thank you, Lord God, for whichever everybody has been going through as they just put these things on the altar, all of us, because there's things in the background. We're going to have those days of joy and highs and lows. We're going to have those days of challenges. You told us those things will come, but you already told us to be of good cheer. You've overcome the world. When you told us there will be trials and tribulations, you said many other afflictions of the righteous and you deliver us out of them all. Romans 8:28, you'll work all things together for the good for those who are bearing the burdens. Glory to God. You told us to cast the cares. You told us to be sober, alert, and glory to God, diligent. And God, after we suffered a while, you're going to bless us, glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, to make us perfect, to establish us. God, we just thank you. We love you today. Bind up Satan, all of the cohorts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme, glory to God, time of death, sickness, and disease, every setup he had, glory to God, for even attached things to us, glory to God, to make us sick or whatever, we plead the blood of Jesus, any accidents on the road, in the waterways, highways, glory to airways, we rebuke, bind, and loosen from its assignment, and send it back to the dry place from whence it came, whether it be us, our families, or glory to our church family, or even those that we are praying for that don't even know you in the pardon of their sins, have mercy. We call in the Holy Spirit, have thine own way. You are worthy of all the praise, glory, and honor. Thank you so much for another day. Thank you for the things that you promised in our lives to come. Help us to stay on target, on alignment, on compliance, on the straight and narrow so we can make, glory to God, hallelujah, our destination that you've called us to do while we're in the process, glory to carrying out your assignments. in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, for our president, God, with the having the COVID, that you bring him in deliverance from that, and not to transfer his family or the rest of the, glory to God, the people he have to work with. Praying, glory to God, for the vice president and her family. Pray, glory to God, for these United States. Pray, glory to God, for wisdom. Pray, glory to God, for those things that are going on in Ukraine and around the globe and all that, and put those enemies on the bay that want to join forces to come against us in the name of, give us wisdom not to stretch too far. God, we just bless you today, and we love you. Pray for our spiritual leaders as well. God, like never before, it's not time to be separated, fighting against each other. It's time to be on one accord and not to burn themselves out, but get the proper rest, to be alert, to hear, glory to God, what the strategy is for the next day for the people. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We're going to open these lines now, glory to God, to hear none other than our own brother Black from Connecticut. It's 7:27, so we look at it like 7:30. Glory to God, to give you at least to close to 7:45. And be blessed and allow the Lord to bless and use you to his glory. Be encouraged and bless his holy name.
Amen. Yes. Giving honor to God is first in my life. I apologize for the couple of weeks. Oh, my God. All kinds of things are happening, but I'm still here. Amen. In the hands of the Lord. And I just thank him for his grace and his mercy. Ha, ye, upon all of us. Amen. Amen. I thank him for the great things he's doing, even on this prayer line. I know the funny thing is, I said, okay, I'm speaking tonight in the name of Jesus. I'm sleepy. I said, I'm sitting up. We can sit up at the movie. Well, I'm sitting up tonight. And so on my other phone, I have all of my messages and everything that I need. But somehow, about an hour ago, I touched the button, and there's no readout. Everything would speak to me. My phone is inactive right now. And I'm like, Lord, but that's all right. The Holy Ghost lives in me. And Jesus said, I don't have to worry about the day or the hour, should I say. I don't have to worry about the hour when I have to speak something. The Holy Ghost will give it to me anyway. So the Holy Ghost lives in me. That means the Word lives in me. That means I can still bring a message by faith in the name of Jesus, being led by the Holy Ghost. And I just wanted to share that the message was restore or restoration. To restore, that means something was already in place. And if you have to re means doing something again, doing it all over, or bringing it back together, that which once was, restoring it like a piece of furniture. It's old, but we sand it down. We put some putty in those holes, let it dry, and then re-sand it, and then you could paint it, and then you could varnish it. That's restoring, like woodworking. But I'll tell you, in the Garden of Eden, I was sitting there meditating on it, and the Holy Ghost said, God restored Jesus back to his place in heaven after the death, burial, and resurrection. God raised him up from the dead and restored Jesus back to his rightful position. God was redeeming from Genesis all the way to Revelation. Even Revelation, he's going to redeem all things unto himself, restore all things back unto himself. Amen. And I just want to say, in the beginning, Adam and Eve, it was a place of luxury. No wants, everything that they needed, and it was all theirs. All power and authority was given unto Adam. Amen. To possess it, to be fruitful, to multiply, and subdue. Amen. And he already had that power and authority. But after the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden, man had fell. And Jesus even said in the Genesis chapter 2, he already said it in his heart in Hebrews chapter 12, around verse 4. He said, bullocks and goats, he wasn't satisfied. Blood will temporarily satisfy, but it won't take away the sin. And then he said, after a while, people got delivered because it temporarily delivered people for 1 year in the graces of God. That didn't stay there because people's consciences and hearts weren't permanently clean from the things that they had done wrong. It takes the blood of Jesus to completely and totally deliver and make free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. That's why the Bible said, for this reason, the Son of Man was manifested to destroy the works of the destroyer. The thief came not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, but I have come, my God, that they may have life and that more abundantly. I came to restore what the canker worm and the locust and the pommel worm and the moths have eaten and corrupted. He came to restore. He came to replace. He came to bring back. Though we were in darkness, he was that light and gave us that light. Now we're walking in the light as he is in the light. He engrafted us from the wild olive tree into the olive tree. We were in sin. We were in misery. We were going to hell in a handbasket on top of a banana peel, sliding and spiraling downhill. But the saving grace of God filled up, turned us around, planted our feet, not only on solid ground, because there's no other ground other than the rock of Jesus. All of the ground is sinking sand, but he put us on a, he put us, set our feet upon a rock, he established our bones, and he put a new song in our mouth, a song to praise our God, to praise the name of Jesus. Not no worldly song, but a heavenly song to give God glory. Because he deserves all the glory, honor, and praise. No man can do it when we were sinking in sin. The love of God lifted us. Amen. When we were sliding down in the muck and in the mire. When you're near the beach and you see the green grass growing on rock, slippery rock. And you step on it, there's almost no way a person can keep their footage because it's so slippery, it's so slimy. But God picked us up from that pit, a horrible pit, a pit that the devil made to cause us and make us do things that we're not even supposed to do. Go places we're not even supposed to be in. Amen. Say things that we had no business saying, especially to other people. Or anything at all if it's not the word of God. It's evil. It's negative. It's death. And it's curses. But God brings life, and he brings blessings. That's all he brings. He has nothing else. He brings his love, his joy, his fruit of the Spirit. And he brings life, and he brings blessings. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 107 and 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The Bible says, I believe it's Psalms 102, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has delivered and redeemed from the enemy, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Amen. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord. Hebrews, what is it? 4:16? Let us come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace in the time of need. The grace of God was moving in the Garden of Eden. And Jesus said, prepare me a body. I'll do your will, Father. I will please you. Prepare me a body. I know your heart. You and I are one. Because of the love that you have for humanity, your creation, you started the redemption planned already. And your grace was upon Adam, even as they had to be escorted out of the Garden of Eden. But your grace was upon them because they were your chosen people. Hallelujah. Even though Cain slew Abel, Abel's cried up to heaven, crying, redeem me from this. God put a scar on Abel's head, a forehead. You're a vagabond while you're on earth. A nomad, you're going to be running from place to place. But if anybody touch you, I'll take care of them. My grace is still upon you, but the redemption from Abel's blood got to come to play. Amen. And I thought about that. And God already set Jesus up to come down in the Virgin Mary. He wants to reconcile all men unto himself. That's the redemption plan. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting redemption life. Amen. I wanted to share that because none of this was my message except the beginning, Adam and Eve. And I don't even know the whole story about that. But God gave me what he gave me, and I thank you for listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
That was a powerful message. Praise God. Bless the Lord. It's prayer night, so we can't go to expound on it until later, but we just thank God for your submission and obedience, and the Lord put out what he wanted to have said out of your spirit, and it was powerful. So we're going to give glory. We are exalting you, but that was from God. So we thank God and tie right back in to other messages, but just in a different depth on a certain part of the message, even with the restoring. So thank God for your obedience tonight. Amen. We're going to go ahead and have Pastor Bird, praise the Lord, go ahead and pray, and then I'll follow suit with that in a little bit to who's after her. So we'll just go ahead and have Pastor to speak. I mean to pray now. Bless God for you, my dear.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, we praise you and honor you tonight as we come into your presence. We thank you, God, for who you are and all that you do. Blessed be the name of the Lord, God, for you are good and your mercies endures forever. We thank you for mercy and grace right now, God, because we need your mercy. And we know, Father, we got to have your grace for all the prayers that my sister have prayed before me, God. We do come boldly to your throne of grace tonight, God. And we ask your mercy upon those that are caught up with the forest fires and those with the flood. Have a mercy on them, God. We pray for the family that have lost loved ones. We pray for those, God, that they don't even know right at this moment how many lives are missed, how many lives are lost, God. But you know. So we pray for your mercy and for your grace. And, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that we continuously have that mind of Christ, so that we hold your feelings and purposes in our own heart. And we ask in this critical time, God, like never before, that we keep our minds renewed, God, daily, so that we can be transformed, Father God, by the renewing of our minds. Because if not, God, we're going to get caught up in the world system, because they got a plan in place, Father. But they keep trying to fool the saints. They keep trying to insensitize us to the sin that's going on in our land. But we pray in the name of Jesus for your mercy and grace as we lift up this world to you right now, Father God, because we already made a picture and we're putting whatever we want to in it. Because you said in your word, God, that there will come a day when men would call right wrong and wrong right. God, you said there will come a day when they would be loving self, dear God. You said there would come a day where there would be a falling away, even of your saints. God, but I'm praying for the body of Christ, for their strength. I am praying in the name of Jesus that they not be conformed to this world, but we be transformers, dear God, in Jesus' name, so that we can speak truth and that we will speak it in power and authority, because you've already given us the helper, which is the Holy Spirit, and he will lead and guide us into all truth. So that men and women, God, will have a change of mind, a change of attitude, and they will come running to you, dear God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for our lives. We thank you for lives lived out to you, dear God. We thank you for keeping us and watching over us. And again, just like was preached tonight, restoring us. Because we've all come short of your glory, God, and we all need a Savior. So, God, we thank you for restoring us and renewing us and keeping us and protecting us and watching over us, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to have your way. Continue to have your way, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that this day you are a healer. You already sent your word to heal us, dear God. So we thank you for your healing power in the name of Jesus. There's no disease, God, that has been named that's higher than your power. For you are the healer, and you've already healed us, Father God. So help us to walk in that in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that in these last days, that your word, Father God, will forever be in our mouths in the view of everything that's going on. But help us to look to the hills, from which cometh our help, and know that our help come from you, that we will not be discouraged, God, by what we see or even what's going on, in Jesus' name. And God, I do want just to lift up this generation that behind us, Father God, because the world is insensitizing them to sin or what's going on, because they're trying to get the little babies, even when they get in school, God, to try to tell them that you can be anybody you want to be. You can do anything you want to do, and there is no consequences. So, Father, I pray for the young people now in Jesus' name, God, that they would have a standard, that they would have something to stand on. I'm praying in the name of Jesus that parents would teach them things from the house, God, and not let the school and the school system put all this filth into their mind, God, in Jesus' name, so that as they grow up, there's no right or no wrong. Everybody just do their own thing. But God, we know that you are the answer to every problem that we have, and we can call upon you. You said, if my people who are called by my name but humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. God, we cry out to you in the name of Jesus. We cry out to you, God, like never before, because we know that that second coming of Jesus Christ is on the way, dear God. We're asking that you keep us, that you protect us, God. And we are asking you, God, that we continuously to pray and believe that whatever we ask you in the name of Jesus, it shall come to pass. Because, God, we are believing that prayer is going to fade out all of this evil. We know there's going to be things going on in this world until you come. But, God, we are praying that the territory that you've given us, that the power, authority, and dominion that you've given each of us, Father God, that we be busy about doing what you called us to do and not get caught up in the hype. Because I don't care how bad Satan gets, you're greater than that. You are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You are the great I Am, mighty Counselor, Prince of Peace. And you can do all things but fail. We trust you, God, like never before. And we bring these things and we lay them at the foot of the cross. Because we know that Jesus came to set the captive free. It didn't say what it had to be. But God, those that have closed off their minds to truth, we say that their minds are going to be renewed and restored, God, in Jesus' name. Those that have walked in the traps that Satan have put before us, we're praying that they be loose, God, in the name of Jesus. And we are praying, Father God, that those have allowed Satan to fool them by things they've let in their ears and eyes, God, and even the things that they've spoken out of their mouth. We are praying, God, for the blood of Jesus that will cover us, keep us, and deliver us in these days like never before. We thank you, Father God, for never leaving us and never forsaking us. So, Father, I come in agreement now with Pastor BJ's prayers, because she prayed a prayer, God. And I come in agreement with everything that she said, God. And I pray in the name of Jesus, because, God, you said we got to have faith and we got to believe that you're going to answer our prayers, not standing on maybe and if. So, God, we believe right now in the name of Jesus that every word, God, have come forth to you this night, we shall see it to pass. So we bless your name, God, and we trust you. We depend on you, and we will not and shall not be moved. And we thank you, and it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank the Lord for the prayers. We'll have Mother Alexander, Mother Willette. After Mother Willette, we'll have Mother McCormick, After Mother McCormick would be Pastor Sims. After Pastor Sims would be Minister Black, if time permit. Praise the Lord in that order. Praise the Lord. At this time, the line is open for Mother Alexander.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Father God, we give you all the praise and all the honor today, Lord God. Thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. Thank you for who you are, Heavenly Father. Lord, you said in your word, if we pray, Lord God. So, Lord, that let us know that all things already been done, Lord God. All we have to do is seek you and stand praying, Lord God. Calling on your name, Lord God. Doing the things that is pleasing in your sight, Lord God. Because, Father, your promise, he said, if we pray. So that let us know that we already have the authority and the dominion to pull down the works of the enemy. Because you already tell us, Lord, that we are overcomers, we are more than conquerors. Help us, Lord, to stand faithful on your word, Lord God, and to speak your word, Lord God. Because you are the author and finisher of all things. You created everything, Lord God. You know the beginning from the end. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for giving us that authority and dominion here on earth. You said in your word we are the light of the world, Lord. God, help us to stand faithful, Lord God, and to say what you tell us to say, and to do what you gave us to do, because you gave us the authority and dominion already. Thank you, Lord, for prayers, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for who we are in Christ Jesus. For he is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and there is none like him. Help us, Father God, to be bold soldiers, that we stand faithful on his word, Lord God, as we come together as one, Lord God, on this prayer line, praying for brothers and sisters all over the world, Lord God, those we know and those who don't know. We pray, Lord God, that you continue to strengthen the inner man in them, that they will stand against the works of the enemy, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray for the body of Christ, that they will stand, Lord God, knowing that you already make a way for us. We got to stand faithful, Lord God, and hold on to your unchanging hand, because your promises is real. Father, we thank you today, Lord God, that you are the God that answer every prayer, Lord, because you have never failed us, Heavenly Father. You said in your word, Lord God, call on you. You said whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. And Lord, your word do not change. You said it, believe it. I pray for grandchildren and great-grandchildren, Lord God, standing in the gap with other grandmothers, crying out, Lord God, for covering our grandchildren, Lord God. So much is going on in this world today, Lord, but we know that you said in your word, if we pray, pray without ceasing is an authority that we have, because you gave us that. You said, if we pray, so if we pray, regardless what the adversary try to come with, prayer is the key. And Lord, we thank you, Father God. Thank you that you gave us the authority and the dominion here on earth to stand on your word, Lord God. Faithful, believe in your word, Lord God, that nothing can change us. And Lord, we thank you for healing the land in the name of Jesus. We binding up all these diseases that popping up. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because your word tells us, Lord God, that you have taken away sickness and disease from the midst of us. Help us to put our faith in you and stand boldly, Lord God, knowing that your word will not fail us. Father God, thank you for mercy and grace. Thank you for watching over our children, Lord God, wherever our daughters and sons are, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus to cover them, Father God. Cover them under the blood of the Lamb. We speak they are more than conquerors. They are mighty daughters and sons of the living God. And Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you continue to keep your hedge around them, Father. Because you are the God that heal and you are the God that deliver. And nothing is hidden from you, Heavenly Father. So, Lord, we claim victory, Lord God. We pray for the president and the vice president, Lord, that they stand boldly on your word, Lord God. Let your word be the guide, Father God. Oh, God, have mercy, Heavenly Father. There's so much going on in this world today. But we know as daughters and sons of the living God, we have the dominion, the authority to stand. And, Lord, we're standing on those promises. We claiming victory in every area, Lord God. For you are the God that heal. You are the God that deliver. There is no God like you, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord, that you are the beginning and the end of our life, Lord Jesus. Because your promises tell us you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. You said, be of good courage. Help us to stand faithful regardless what we see in this world today. Stand faithful on your promises, knowing that your promises is the one that bring us through all things, Lord God, no matter how it looks. We pray for our brothers and sisters in the prayer line, Lord. We pray for the one that is in authority, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for keeping our Lord, strengthening our Lord God in the name of Jesus. Regardless what comes, we bind up sickness in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. It has no dominion over none of us in the name of Jesus. We cast that foul spirit back where it belongs. And, Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the eyes of your people, Lord, to remember who you really are. Because sickness and disease shall not have dominion over your people, Lord God. And, Lord, we receive it, and I believe it in the mighty name of Jesus. Because there's no healer like you. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. I was waiting. I was saying hello. Praise the Lord. Truly, we give God glory, honor, and praise this evening. There's a little portion of a song that says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help comes from the Lord. That's Psalms 121 and verse 1. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just come before your presence. We are in appreciation to you, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much for another day's journey. Hallelujah. We thank you for being of sound mind, a good portion, a reasonable portion of our health. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Walking, hallelujah, in accordance with your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. We thank you, Lord God, that you love us and you are for us. Glory be to God. And with you on our side, you are more, hallelujah, than the whole wide world against us. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, that you're on the throne. You are our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Glory be to God. Let your kingdom come, your kingdom of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Let your will be done here on earth. Hallelujah. As it, your will is done in heaven, let it be done here. And Father, I just want to appreciate you this evening. I thank you for every hallelujah thing that you've already done for us and everything that you will do. Glory be to God. I thank you, hallelujah, for the redemption. Hallelujah, the reconciliation that Brother Black talked about. Glory be to God. I thank you, hallelujah, for rescuing us from the penalty, the presence of sin, the power of sin, and the penalty of sin in our lives. Glory be to God. I thank you for a good, sound mind this evening, the mind to, Lord God, to understand that I must surrender my life to you. If I expect, hallelujah, things to change in my life, if they're not in accordance with your divine will, purpose, and plan for my life, I must surrender my life to you and be governed by your divine word. Glory be to God, which means I need to get in the word and find out what your word says about me and get in agreement with the word of God. So I thank you, Father God, for loving us so much. I thank you, Lord God, for making a way out of no way. And it doesn't matter what season it is, what time it is, what's going on the earth, you're yet, hallelujah, in charge of our lives. Hallelujah. If we surrender ourselves and we are a child of God, we belong to you. We don't belong to the world, the hell, or the grave. Hello, somebody. We belong to you, glory be to God. And we thank you that our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, has gotten us the victory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Father, I thank you for Pastor BJ and the prayers that she's already prayed. I touch and agree with every word, Lord God. I praise you, Lord God. I thank you for Pastor Prophet Bird, praise God, and her prayers, and Sister Alexander and her prayers, Lord God. And I touch and agree, hallelujah, with them and their prayers. I thank you this evening, Heavenly Father, that you care so much about us, that you are concerned about what we're concerned with. And hallelujah, when we pray, believing that we receive, as your word says in Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Of course, 1 John 5th chapter talks about when we pray in accordance with your will. What is your will? Your word. Hallelujah. For our lives, we can praise God. We can know that you hear us. And if we know that you hear us, then we do have the petitions that we request of thee. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I pray in agreement with your word, Heavenly Father, and I pray, hallelujah, in accordance, hallelujah, with what you say in Jesus' name. And so, Lord God, I touch and agree with my sisters in Christ Jesus' name, and I pray, hallelujah, special prayer, hallelujah, for our students, our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, those that are getting ready to go back to school. Some may have started today, and I pray for our school staffs and our teachers, Lord God, and especially for the parents. I heard Minister Prophet Bird mentioned about the parents, Lord God. We do pray that, Lord God, the parents will really begin to look at their children and take an active role in what their children are doing, Lord God, and help them with their education and help the, Lord God, the schools and the teachers, Lord God, by being attentive to their children, Lord God. We pray, oh Lord God, not just for the parents. We pray for our students, Lord God, that they will make good choices about, Lord God, how to be kind to other students, Lord God, not provoking other students that may, Lord God, have a background that has not been so wonderful for that child, and that may make that child want to be provoked to do something that is not good. So, Lord God, we pray for the students as well. We pray for our police force, our spiritual leaders, Lord God, within the body of Christ. We pray for all of these ones. We pray for our military and our military leaders. Lord God, our leaders, Lord God, all over this country, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray, and I pray special prayer for those who have special needs, like paraplegics or people who don't have certain limbs or may have an inability to hear or to speak. Lord God, we pray special prayers for them, that you will meet their needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus' name. Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, I pray, oh Lord God, that you will have mercy upon us, because I don't want any reason why, hallelujah, the answers to these prayers are not expedited this evening in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So if we've sinned and fallen short of your glory in any way, please forgive us, Father, and thank you for 1 John 1:9, hallelujah, where you said if we confess our sins, that you're the faithful God, and you're not only forgive us our sins, you're cleansing us of our unrighteousness. So thank you, Father, and please forgive us for any sins that we may have committed. We ask you this evening, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will break the addiction of sin, Some people are addicted to sin. They may not be aware that sin will paralyze, sin will destroy, annihilate their life. I pray, oh God, that the addiction to sin is broken out of people's lives in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray against that addiction of disobedience and rebellion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray against this sin of immorality in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You did say, Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. So when I pray in accordance with your word, Lord God, that you break the addiction of these things, I pray that they are broken by faith. They are broken, and we pray right now in the name of the Lord Jesus that, Lord God, we cancel, render null and void every trap, plot, and scheme that the enemy is trying to set for someone. We cancel, Lord God, accidents, Lord God, that the enemy may have been planning in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for those that the enemy has been troubling in their mind. We pray, oh Lord God, that every thought, every imagination that's not like you be uprooted and cast down to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you this evening. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you for our Lord and Savior Jesus sitting at your right hand, making intercession for us. And I touch and agree with the prayers for those that may be sick, Lord God. Every sickness, every disease is already under the blood. The coronavirus, any other type of virus is already under the blood because Isaiah, praise God, 53 and verse 4 and 5, you already handled, Lord God, our griefs and sorrows, which is our sicknesses and diseases. You were bruised, hallelujah, for our diseases. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, I want to read it because I don't want to just quote it by heart, praise God, but I'm going to pull it up and read it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53, praise God, hallelujah, the name of Jesus in verse 4. And verse 5, now I have to get my magnifying glass. Glory be to God, because I want to read it. Sometimes I quote it, and I may misquote it, so I don't want it to. Verse 4 says, surely you have borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, and griefs and sorrows and sicknesses and diseases. Yet we did esteem you stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. And verse 5 says, but you was wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace, glory be to God, was upon you. And with your stripes, Jesus, we are healed. Glory be to God. Thank you so much, Lord God. I thank you that you've already dealt with every sickness, every disease. Glory be to God. Therefore, no weapon formed against us shall prosper in Jesus' name. And I heard, I believe Brother Black said, Psalms 107, verse 20, where you sent your word. And healed us, I touch and agree with your word, glory be to God, hallelujah. So I pray, oh Lord God, even someone who may have been stricken with, Lord God, a stroke, and they may haven't had abilities in one of those limbs of theirs, I pray, God, that you bring about restoration, glory be to God, restore, hallelujah, that limb to functioning properly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for doing those things where the doctors feel like their hands are tied. Your hands are never tied. There's nothing too hard for you. Your hand is not shortened where you cannot save. You can, hallelujah, set free, save, heal, and deliver. And I do pray for that this evening. I pray for those that are yet lost. Some people lost and don't even know it. I pray, God, that you wake up their spirit man and let them know if they're doing something that's not according to your divine will for their life, bring it to their attention because sometimes they got tired of listening to us. So, Father, I pray that you will manifest yourself to them and let them know that's not my will for you, my daughter. That's not my will for you, my son. I pray, Father, that you will let them know. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this evening. We bless you. We praise you. We honor you. I pray for those that may be suffering with some sickness, Lord God, some disease, and I pray, hallelujah, that the divine, supernatural, virtuous healing power of God be released in their bodies. If they have eye pain, Lord God, heal it. If they have a toothache, I pray for divine healing. If they have, Lord God, cancer or some disease where the doctors say, well, I can't do anything about it, God, I pray your supernatural, miracle-working healing power be released in their body. Sciatic nerve pain, we speak that it must dissipate from that body. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we speak, proclaim, declare, and decree it in Jesus' name. We thank you for no high sugar diabetes or high blood pressure. And we come against, Lord God, this something called where you have the swaying in your head. I think they call it vertigo. We come against that demon of sickness, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for every organ in the body that it would be regulated properly in the restore, hallelujah, heal, set free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, you said, Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. We honor you this evening, Father. We bless you. We praise you. I pray for my brothers and sisters on this line. I pray, Lord God, hallelujah, for Pastor BJ. Meet her needs, Lord God, according to your riches and glory. Bless her and her entire family. Bless each family represented on this line. And, Father, we thank you this evening. We love you. We praise you. We honor you. It's in the precious and holy name of Jesus that I pray the prayer of faith, with expectation that it's already done. And I ask your Holy Spirit to continue to intercede on our behalf. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father God, we come, Lord, on tonight, Lord. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for every sin and fault that we might have said or done. And, Lord God, we pray, Lord, that we touch and agree with the one that have already prayed on tonight. Lord, we just give glory and honor to you on tonight, Lord Jesus, because you are the God that sits high and see and know all things, God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We just want to thank you, Lord God, for just who you are. We just want to thank you for where you have brought us from, Lord God. We just want to thank you, Lord God, for just how you just love us, God. When we seem like nobody else, we think nobody cares for you. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for the love that you show, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you right now, Father. We just need to give you the praise on tonight, Lord. Oh, glory be to God. I just want to praise you on tonight, God. I just want to lift you up on tonight, Father, because I realize it's nobody but you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you for what you have done and what you're going to do, Lord God. I thank you for how you keep making ways when we can't see our way. How you keep letting us know, God. How you keep proving yourself to your people, Lord God. Oh, Father, I pray for that man, that woman, that girl, boy on today, God. Those that know you and those that don't know you, God. I pray that you'll touch minds on tonight, Lord God. I pray that you'll revelate mind, God. Let them realize, God, that you is a healer and a deliverer, God. Whatever we need, God, help us to call on your name, God. Help us not to be afraid to call on your heavenly Father. Help us to realize, God, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith on tonight. Hallelujah. Let us realize, heavenly Father, God, you told us in Matthew 18:20, when you said, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of thee. And we know there's more than two or three on this line on tonight. As I always say, we can just tear down that devil's territory on tonight. As we pray this prayed up prayer faithful tonight, just thanking God for how Sister Hubbard just prayed a few minutes ago. Just thanking God for how Pastor Burgess prayed. Just thanking God for how Mother Alexander just prayed for a few minutes. Thanking God for how Sister Willard just prayed on tonight. Thanking you, Lord God, for Brother Black, how he came forth with a word tonight. And yes, God, we thanking you, Lord God, for the one that's going to come behind me. How we can just call on the name of Jesus. Bind up that devil right now. He have no authority over the thing that's going on in this world today. Because we already got the victory. We already got the victory. We already got it. The Bible tells us in the word of God. He said in his word, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to us. So all we got to do is just tell God thank you. That's all we got to do. Say, God, we thank you, Lord, because we know God is working out some things behind the scenes. He's doing some things that we don't even realize what he's doing. And so we just thank you tonight, Lord. We just pray, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the healing power, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for touching men and women everywhere, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for making ways where we don't even see our way, God. How I keep saying that, because you are doing it for your people. You are making ways where they can't see the way. You are making ways where they think things ain't being done, and they walking around with their head hung down. Help them to lift their heads up. Look to the hills from which coming their help, knowing all their help come from you on tonight. So we pray for the world as a whole. We pray for people. People just don't know. People don't realize that God loves them. People think that God don't love them, but he do. God loves everybody. God sent his son in the world not to condemn the world, but through by him that this world be saved. He don't want nobody to be lost. He want all of us to come to him. Come boldly to the throne of grace, he said. He said in Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly, come boldly. And when you come boldly telling everything. Come boldly unto the throne of grace, that you may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. God, I thank you on tonight, Lord. Y'all have to excuse me on tonight. I just kind of give God the praise. That's all I can do on tonight. I just got to give God the praise. Hallelujah on my Sunday. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank God for how he just showed his love on me this week, Lord Jesus. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is a good God. He's a merciful God. He is so wonderful to be praised. He is so wonderful. I just pray, Lord God, for the sick and afflicted everywhere. And I know that the word of God says, he said, you for 2,000 years ago, you said 2,000 years ago with the stripes that we are already healed. We claim that healing right now, Lord Jesus. We claim the healing on people's lives, the people that's going through sickness. We pray, Lord God, for those that's going through stress on tonight. We pray for the leader. We pray for the president binding on tonight and vice president. We pray for them on tonight. We pray, Lord God, for families that's going through different situations in their life right now, Lord God. So many families are struggling. So many are going through different things. So many things look like they're already okay when they walk out of the house and just don't know what's going on behind closed doors. We pray, Lord, for those situations in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Lord God, that you will. We pray for those that are in pain and those that have disease on tonight. We pray, Lord God, for that person that want to do some things to themselves that's not pleasing in your eyesight tonight, Lord. Oh, suicide, God. We pray for that old suicide demon tonight. We pray, Lord God, for this cobalt still trying to ride up. We pray, Lord, for those monkey pops or whatever, all this other kind of disease. We pray, Lord God, for different things that's happening in this world and seem like there's so many things that even the animals don't. I don't even think the animals just acting up on tonight. The animals coming out of the woods and walking, the deers are walking all in people's yards and alligators are coming and walking on the street and just walking like they just bold, going to do what they want to do. God, we pray for these situations that's going on in the world. We pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will intervene and open, make ways for your people, Lord God, because we know you already done it for us, God. We know that you're a God that see and know every situation. And we just pray, Lord God. We just pray that you would look down on the teachers, Lord God, as they go back to the school, Lord God. And we pray that the safety zone, that your angel will be around the school territory, Lord God. Even when the kids get out off the buses, Lord God. God, we pray for these bus drivers that you will protect them, Lord God, when they go back to school, Father. Oh, God, we pray for all the youth, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, for those that's going back to college and trying to get their little things together to go back to college and want to learn more. Oh, God, we pray for them, Father, that you would look on them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, because we know our sister Hubbard, she just prayed out the depths of her heart just a few minutes ago, Lord God. And we just give it, we just touch and agree on all what she have already prayed about. And so, God, we just want to just thank you, Lord God. We just want to just thank you. I seem like I just feel so full tonight. I just can't get it to come like I want to. But I say, Holy Ghost, you have your way. You have your way in my life. In the name of Jesus, Hayalawashike. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord God, and that word of God tell us to cast all our cares upon you because you cares for us. And you is a God that see everything. And you know, God, as we continue to pray and seek your face and call on your name, you knows what we need before we even ask you. And you told us in the word, you said that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. So, God, we thank you. And we bind up all these old spirits, everything that's not right. And we know that we have to pray. We have to pray when we don't even feel like praying. We got to have a prayer in our heart at all times as we go through the trials and the tribulations that we're going through. We just thank you, Lord. We just thank you because as we pray and as people are going through a different kind of sickness in their body, and we realize, Heavenly Father God, we are not sick. We're not a sick person that's trying to be healed. We already healed. We are already healed. So we claim our healing on tonight in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just ask you to look on each and every one, God. I just don't know. I'm just going to have to stop right now. But I give glory to honor to you on tonight because you're so good. You are worthy of the glory and the honor of all things. And I know, God, that you're doing something. You're doing something in the land. You're doing something in the land right now that we just don't know. But you're bringing some people in. And so, therefore, help us just not stop praying. Keep praying because these people that we think that we're not praying for, that they not listen, just watch out. They're coming. Some people are coming that you don't even realize coming, that's going to be saved, that you don't even realize going to be saved. They're coming. So we just thank you, Lord. I thank you right now, God, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. And I pray that you'll continue to bless Pastor Hubbard and continue to take her through workout situations, things that she decided to have, because I thank God for this woman, God. And I thank God for one of the other prayer warriors, not one of the pastors that used to be on this line that comes on the line. I thank God for a Pastor Betty on tonight. I praise God for these women and all of y'all, each and every one of you, each and every one of y'all just don't know. And I know I'm not changed from praying. You just don't know how you have blessed me. You just don't know how you have helped me down through the years. And I give glory and honor to all of y'all, as well as my Savior Jesus Christ, for dealing with you to help me in these last and even days. So I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, sir.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We praise your name. We lift your name on high, Father, and we thank you for such soul-stirring prayers that have gone up before me, Father, starting with Pastor DJ, Lord God, who has been such a blessing to so many people by just keeping this prayer line open and continue to pray for us and let people know, like the sister said, that God really loves you. He cares about you. And, Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this very moment, Father, that you allowed me to come on and have a word to say that I might bless somebody through your word, Father, because you told us that you be lifted up, you withdraw. And, Father, for that, we thank you. We confess. I come confessing my sins and shortcomings before you, Lord, and asking you to continue to strengthen me, Father, that I may be able to bless somebody else. And because the word of God tells us plainly, and if we have the faith and blessings to hold on to his word, that we will be blessed. And, Lord, I know, I think it's St. Luke 2, the 14th verse, and you tell us what you didn't come to condemn the world. You came that the world through you might be saved, and you told us you came to bring peace on earth and goodwill to man. And if we just look back through the annals of the Bible and back through time, and every time something happened that was devastating to the people of this world and your saints, you always came to their rescue. You started back in the Garden of Eden when you knew that Adam and Eve had sinned, and you didn't just kill them and throw them away. You still took care of them, watched over them. They had to deal with consequences, but you still, hallelujah, still watched over them. And then you go on up to the Tower of Babel, and we went on to the ark, and all that. And Father, you are faithful. And I know that for myself. You are faithful. No matter what happens, it's nothing too hard for you. And if you hold on and have faith, you will bring us out of our distress, whatever it is. And then you're so gracious and so kind and so loving till you forgive us when we fall down. And you help us, Lord God, that we'll be able to minister to other people, because people need the word. They need to know about your grace. And until we spread it all over the land and country to everybody, Father, we thank you for how you bless. You still bless it. We've had this and we've had that, and we're still going through this and we're still going through that, but you still, God, and you love us. And we just hold on and know he loves me. He's not hurting. He's not doing this to me. Because the Bible tells us all good and perfect gifts come from God above, and he is the Father of lights. In him there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He's the same always. And he sits right now at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, making intercessions for us. And for that, we should be thankful. He's a mighty God. He's a prayer-answering God. He's a deliverer. Or he's a lifter up out of. Whatever you get into, he is able to lift you up out of it. He's able to set you on the right course if you but ask and have faith. Repent. Come back. Lord, we need you. And, Father, we thank you for all of the good things that you have blessed us with. And we thank you for taking care of the President of these United States and helping him to come out of the COVID, Father. And we know, because your words say so, that you're going to turn this COVID and all the monkeypox and all this other stuff around and send it back to the pits from which it came. And we look for that day, Father, when this thing is out of our land and gone, Father. And whatever comes, whatever it is, you still in the healing business, you still love us. And you told us that our names are written in the palms of your hand. Now, who won't write their name, your name in the palm of their hands unless they love you? And then you under the shadow of his wings. And I tell you what, it's no other name under heaven whereby man might say but the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. We praise you, Father. We ask that you bless everybody on this prayer line, everybody that's connected with this prayer line, Father, far and wide, Father, that you bless, set free, heal, and deliver, Lord God. We give you honor, we give you praise, and we give you glory tonight, Lord. Yes, we do. And, Father, we do come in agreement about the schools and the children, all of our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, our family members that are in the administration, or teachers or principals or whatever they are, the janitors, whatever, at the school, whatever they do, the lunchroom people. Lord, bless them. Help them, Lord. Take care of them and help them to take care of our children, Father. Never let an incident happen again, a murder in the classrooms. Father, we thank you. We love you. We bless your name, Father. And we ask you to continue to strengthen us, Father, that we will be able to share this beautiful, wonderful word as long as we live on this earth, Father, that we'll be able to declare that Jesus is Lord. We thank you, we praise you, we give you honor, and we ask these blessings in the strong and mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise
thank
the Lord. Praise the name, Jesus. We give Brother Black about 10 minutes, if he already spoke, about 10 minutes, then we're going to take those prayer requests, give enough time for to take any requests tonight or any word that the Lord will bless for remarks. Love you.
Amen. So we just thank you. We glorify you. We magnify your name. You are the King of Kings, and you are the Lord of Lords, God. We don't even have to think it because you're real. Hallelujah, because you live in our hearts, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, you change our life. You changed our ways, God. Lord, our desire is to fulfill what you have us to fulfill right here on this earth today, God. Lord, our desire, Lord, is to be where you are. God, we want to see you face to face, oh my God. Yes, Lord, you are our commander-in-chief, God, and you are the shepherd, and we are your sheep, God. Lord, you speak. We hear you, and we obey your word. Any other voice we will not listen to or hearken to because we don't know that voice. That's a stranger. Lord, that's a thief, God. Hallelujah, God. And you know something, God? We just love the way you are. You're holy and you're righteous and you're true and you're faithful and you're sovereign and you're worthy to be praised. You are our magistrate. You are our judge. Hallelujah. You are our financier, God. You are the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Hallelujah. You're our sustainer. You're our provider. You're the Lord of hosts, and you're the Lord over all. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell in it. You have a cattle on a thousand hills. Oh, my God. You're the Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. You're the rose of Sharon. You're the lily of the valleys. Hallelujah. You're our sanctifier. You're our redeemer, God. Hallelujah. You are God, the great I am that I am. El Shaddai. Hallelujah. Tsidkenu. Nisi, our banner. You're Jireh, our provider. Hallelujah. You're Shalom, our peace. Hallelujah. You are
the bridge over troubled waters.
Hallelujah.
Preparer or restorer of the breach. You make a way out of no way. You, the Lord, am and do all these things. We thank you, and you live in us. We are the branches, and you are the true vine. And God Almighty is the husbandman. We thank you for caring about us. In Jesus' name, amen.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to take any prayer requests. All these mighty, powerful prayers that God has already, God has blessed and used these vessels. So now, if there's any requests under that anointing, this is the time where the water is stirred. Well, we take God to make that request. If we touch and agree, believe in God to move on your behalf, and you have the faith to do so also. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Being
on one accord.
Praise the Lord, Sister Hubbard. Praise the Lord for each and every one of y'all. I was praising the Lord a few minutes ago. I'm praising him because I had to go today and take a CT scan test where they said it's off. But I'm not going that way. But anyway, I'm just giving God the praise before my good report is going to come out. I'm going to say it like that, the good report. So I'm just asking y'all just pray about that situation. I had to go take a skin test on my stomach. I don't know. The doctor wanted me to go and do that. But I'm just believing God is everything is okay. It's all, I'm already healed, and I claim my healing in the name of Jesus. So touch and agree with me about that.
Pastor Bird, would you take that request real quick?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we praise you and honor you. We give you glory at this time, and we thank you, Father God, that you are a healer. We thank you that we walk by faith and not by sight. We call those things that be not as if they were. And God, we come in agreement with our sisters tonight. That's all is well. Sometimes we got to walk through to get through, but God, we thank you for your report. And the report of the Lord is good news, good news, good news. So we believe in tonight, God, as she take that test, it's just something routine that she had to do. But we thank you for the results, God, already that all is well. It will come out negative in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you for our sister as she is covered with the blood of Jesus from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And by your stripes, she is healed. So we thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we in agreement with the praise, the prayer just now, and the praise that you went up before the Lord with already, my sister. So hold on to that,
Amen.
Father. McCormick. Praise God. Any other prayer request?
We have a prayer request.
Mother Alexander, then Brother Black.
We have a prayer request for two friend, sister in Christ. I have to do with the mind. I want to pray for Jenny, and the enemy trying to fool with her mind, and for Mary, the same thing, praying for the mind.
Okay. Mother Willette.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you right now, Heavenly Father, for, Lord God, caring about all of us. We thank you for Jenny and Mary, Lord God. And we, Lord God, know that you already see that the enemy is trying to exalt himself in their life and causing trouble in their mind. So we come against that demon of mind disorders right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that the sword of the Spirit, your anointed word, will release a virtuous healing power in their bodies in the name of Jesus. And we pray for a regulated, good, sound mind. The scripture teach you not giving us a spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So we pray, O Lord God, If they've had some dementia, Alzheimer's, some type of mind forgetfulness, Lord God, we come against it. We render it null and void, and we pray according to your word, hallelujah, that if thou canst believe, all things are possible. So we pray, Lord God, for these sisters' minds, so we cancel that spirit of dementia or Alzheimer's or whatever it is that's causing them to forget things, Lord God, or be have long-term memory loss. We come against it, and we pray, Lord God, for your restoration in their minds in the name of Jesus. We pray for your divine healing. You send your word to touch, heal, and set them free from any mind disorders in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you in advance, Lord God, for restoring them to a good, sound mind. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith, and by faith, we declare and decree that it is already done in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I was going to say, could you touch and agree or pray for my older brother and my mother? Amen. Just pray for them, amen, that God has showed them the way.
Praise God. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, as you heard the request of your servant, we pray, glory to God, for her, his older brother and his mother, God. We bind up any spirit of deception, rebellion, stubbornness, or rejection of your word, that they only just take part in part, or either just when they have a need or when, glory to God, they want him to be the Christ of the crisis. But they come to know the knowledge of the truth of Jesus Christ for salvation, for the fullness of his word in the anointing, in the name of Jesus, that restore every yoke that the enemy will bring in deception, or even for them to even be in a place of being a part-time lover. You said, hot or cold, lukewarm, I spew you out. You done told us to make up our minds to choose you today who you're going to serve. So you told us to pray one for another. So we're praying down those strongholds, anything that the enemy bringing for them, glory to God, in their lives that they went through, that will cause them not to yield themselves and their vessels all the way to, glory to God, the truth. So, God, we just believe in you for a change of heart, a change of mind in the name of Jesus. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. Open their eyes. Take the scales off. Open the ears that they may hear. Give a deaf ear to everything that's not like God, and an open, keen, fine-tuned to the Lord's word. And those that come across their path, they will not trample on the feet those pearls, but now they will receive. And God, we are praying that you continue to cause others to water, because we know the seed's been planted, so we are praying, glory to water, but we know you're going to bring the increase. So we're just going to celebrate you in advance, because we're going to walk by faith and not by sight. We're not going to get caught up in what they did, didn't do, or whatever. God, we're just going to keep speaking and decree and declare for our love for them and for our loved ones and for those that, you know, come across our path that we believe in God for. But they have to make the choice, because every man has to work out their salvation with fear and trembling unto the Lord. But we know prayer works. So we just believe in God for the promise. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 I want to ask prayer for my niece, Wanda Walker, that the doctors can find exactly what's going on in her body. She go in for one thing, they find something else, she come home, they take her in for one thing, and she comes out with something else wrong. So I just want prayer for her, just for the doctors to know exactly what's going on with her, and for her to be completely healed and whole of all diseases and sickness in Jesus' name. So somebody just pray for her for me.
Brother Black.
Father God, we just lift up Wanda right now, God. Lord, we ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit step in and pinpoint. Lord, open that eyes and the mind of the doctor so that he'll see and recognize exactly what's going on, whether it's one thing, few things, God. And Lord, that we can put it all together and complete this diagnosis, God, and so that she can get better. God, we speak healing power over her body, over her every organ, God, every ligament, every tissue, God, and through her blood, her bones, God, her brain, Lord, all the way down to the bottom of her feet, we speak healing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we speak your fire that it burn up every iniquity, every yoke of bondage, Lord, every type of sin, God. And Lord, I speak repentance in the name of Jesus, God, and restoration in her life spiritually and naturally, God. And I pray, Lord, your healing virtue, God, consume her, God. Outward appearance and inward appearance in the name of Jesus. And everybody that she's around, God, I speak a word of salvation, God. And Lord, let your word go forth and accomplish whatever you send it. We send it out right now. We speak it. We declare your already written decree. And we count it done, for the leaves on the tree is for the healing of the nations. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 I
do. I have a couple of prayer requests and a praise report. So
all right.
I'll do the prayer request first. I would like for you all to please pray that my son that had the hip replacement in March is trying to find a job because he could no longer do the job that he was doing. He was a farrier, a horseshoer. And so he's looking for something that he can do. He's still mending, but he has a strong constitution, and he doesn't want to get on a disability. So if you all would pray for him, and it's another young lady, she's in her early 50s, who just found out that she has fourth stage of cancer, and I would ask somebody to please pray for her. She's about 52 years old. And they just look for her to die. And I'd like for you to praise God with me. As on tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, the Lord has allowed me, will have allowed me to see 76 years. And I
well,
ask for prayer.
That's all right.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
darling Sim. Happy birthday, happy to you.
God be
glory.
Yes, Lord. I'm so grateful. Thank you. I didn't think I would make it. And I'm already there. I thank the Lord. And I thank you all for all the prayers that you prayed for me as I was coming through that 2 years of this surgery, that all of that. God is
praise
good.
God.
I can accept.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Happy birthday to you.
Hallelujah.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes.
For you desire to abide in the presence of our King. Happy
yeah.
birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Now that was beautiful. That really sounds really like serenading. That's beautiful.
Glory to God.
Thank all of them.
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Okay,
hallelujah.
Who's gonna take this prayer request that Pastor just said about the young lady and then the son that had the surgery? Thank God he came through beautifully. We thank God for that praise report a while back, but still thank God he's doing good. But he needs this job, so we're coming against depression, oppression in that as well. So who want to take that one?
I'll take it. What's his name?
David.
Okay, David.
David. Uh-huh.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for so much, Lord God, We thank you, Lord God, that you see every need, Lord God. You know every circumstance. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to be acquainted with Pastor Sims. And, Lord God, we appreciate, Lord God, you blessing her to see another year, Lord God. Thank you so much. And thank you, Lord God, for her light that she is in this world, and her still, Lord God, affecting, Lord God, change and pointing others to you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And we pray for her son, David. We lift him up, Lord God. You heard her request. He desires, Lord God, a job, Lord God, where he'll be able to do the work that he can do, Lord God, and it not affect his disability in the name of Jesus. So we pray that you open up that door, and when he fill out the application for the job that he's able to do, that you would grant him favor in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And Lord, we lift up this lady, Lord God, this that's in her early middle age, Lord God. We pray for her. We know that there's nothing too hard for you. Cancer or whatever it is, Lord God, that's trying to fight against her, even though it's at stage 4, you're able, hallelujah, to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. And since cancer is already under the blood of Jesus, we pray, dear God, that it would be your divine will that cancer not get victory over her and you give her a second chance. Lord God, you can just confound the devil and astonish the doctors, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that it is your divine will that she will live and not die in Christ Jesus' name. So we lift up this lady, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and we place her in your loving arms, and we pray that you, Lord God, will see fit, Lord God, and show your loving kindness, your compassion and mercy, and we pray that you will deliver her of this demon of cancer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You said, hallelujah, if thou canst believe, and I believe that you can do anything, Lord God, even turn this situation around with stage 4. I don't care if it's at the last moment, Lord God. Turn it around and let her live and not die in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I pray this way, Father, unless you tell me to pray differently. In Jesus' name, I pray for her. And I love you. I bless you. I praise you. Thank you for what you're doing in this season. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
God. Oh, it's been some mighty prayer tonight. God, you're so wonderful.
Indeed.
I want to give you praise and give you honor. Marvelous and wonderful, awesome God. Oh,
hallelujah.
Out of the depth of your spirit, that's an anointing just flowing through the house. God, we thank you. Glory to God. All these various states on the line, and you just blessing and moving by your spirit. Ah, oh, thank
we
you. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Love you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
The redeem of the Lord, let him say so. I say so.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, by the blood of the
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Zina and Amosa. Woo, I
thank
feel like
you,
Mother, I mean, Mother, performance. You have to give glory.
Let
give glory.
Let
give glory.
Let
give glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the blessing of the Lord that added rich and making no sorrow, no time glory to God. Just draw back on him now. No matter what your body, your mind, keep you going through or whatever, casting the care and giving glory and honor to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you
Thank
you, God, you answered before we even called many times. Thank you that you're exceedingly abundantly above more than we can think it. Ask for God blesses you in upon us. Thank you for being our healer and our deliverer. Thank you, Lord, with your kindness. You touch and bless us one-on-one. Thank you how you move when we come together corporately. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You send your word out. Hallelujah. And it heals and it delivers. Thank you, Lord God. When we're lonely, you can be that very present help. You can be right there and wrap us in your love. We are thanking you, Lord God, when trouble arises. Thank you, Lord God. Your glory to God. Hallelujah. Turn it around and work it for our good. You turn back around and make the crooked path straight. Ah, glory, you are our protector and our shield. Thank you, Lord God, being our rescue. The El Shaddai. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you for being Jehovah Jireh. Oh, God, we can't thank you enough for being our peace. And our peacemaker. Hallelujah. And giving us peace that passes all understanding. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, the provision that you make. Oh, glory to God, our Jehovah Jireh. Thank you, Lord God, you are our banner. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See you how you bless us. Glory to God in friendship and fellowship. And thank you for this unity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Coming together. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, Jesus, I praise you. God, even though the shadow of death can be there, you tell us to fear no evil. Oh, God, you are with us. And you never leave us. Oh, thank you, Lord God. This too shall pass. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. And all that's within me. Teaching us how to bless you no matter what. You're so good. You're so good. Woo, Jesus. When the enemy comes in like a flood, you raise up a standard. God, if you be for us, you can be against us. In the midst of troubles, water, help us to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. We shall not be moved. Keep looking out to the hills. Come at our hill. Realize that help comes from you. You'll be our God in life. Your words are left to our feet and light to our path, according to Psalms 119. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Woo, Psalms 37. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Oh, praise ye the Lord, all ye that have the breath in your life. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. How good it is for brethren to dwell together. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Cover us under the blood. Back your angels. No hurt of the armor, cause angels, danger comes from us. Thank you, Lord God, for sweet sleep. You neither sleep nor slumber. So it's not for us to worry. So we can't change one hair black to white or white to black. But God casts his cares upon you. Lord, let you, glory to God, do this. Humble ourselves before you. God, I thank you for these things, your people. Bless them. You know what their endeavors, you know what their desires, you know what their challenges, you know what they're going through. We just ask you to bless them, God. Open doors, make ways, make provisions. Do it exceedingly abundantly above more than you can think or act or was expecting. God bless. Even this week, some things before you, God, I pray you move on their behalf, on our behalf, and on our families, on our children. Oh, God, draw us nigh to you the more. Because the only way we're going to be drawn nigh to you is by the Spirit, not by the flesh. Because you know flesh shows glory in your sight. But I thank you. I thank you for the healing that we believe in you for that's been spoken to this mind. In the name of Jesus, God, bless us. Touch our minds. Thank you for the prophet, God. Bless our Lord. Use them for your glory. For that special blessing, the first over to God, Pastor Bird and Pastor and Pastor Betty and Pastor Burton tonight. Bless right now. Jesus. And even our sisters and brothers, their leaders, their glory to God, overseers. And they're here, God, and obey God, and don't deviate off the path. That God use them for their glory. Help us find out with your word. Don't make no God out of nobody, but put you first and respect each other. God, I bless you. I thank you and I honor you. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Before we hang up, Prophet Bird, she might be already off the line, but if she had anything to say. But if not, we know Jesus has spoken to us tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord.
Thank you.
Well, I love you. Angels be in camp. Praise the Lord. Minister Johnny May, glory to God from
out of New Hope under the leadership of Apostle Burton. She'll be out next week, as I told you last week. Same time, glory to God, we believe in God as we continue to come together. Continue to keep you covered under the blood, binding up all these other stuff that's going on. Help us to do our part, walk in faith, and be obedient to that God has called. Faith that works is dead. So regardless of what the enemy's saying or doing or what's going on, our faith is in God, because we don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. That's where our faith is in him. So we bless
Amen.
The Lord for you all. Thank you for all the prayers and praying for me too as well. Pray for Mother Ursa too,
yes.
that you continue to bless her, and Mother Freeman too, and Mother Camp. And pray Mother Freeman's body is going through, but she's standing on the word of God. And pray my Aunt Elise. She's home out of the hospital as of a couple of days ago, but she's the one that we prayed and found out that, you know, they said blood cancer, and we know nothing's too hard for God. And even though she's 86,
Amen.
So 84, whichever one it is, the Lord
yes.
bless and always be striving and always looking out to help somebody and glorify the Lord. It says she's in good spirit, but she's not talking much now. It's, you know, and then in the rehab, they turn back around and somebody did not, you know, pull a leg from her when they had her standing up and twisted that. So they're kind of like almost, she might be feeling like a little setback, but we're just going to pray. And then now she got to be on dialysis 3 times. So it's probably a little bit discouraging in her heart, but we know what God can do and what he's able to do. And he has the last say. So we just putting it all in God's hand and walking out day by day in faith.
Yes.
Trying to keep her spirits up. So pray for Mother Lord when you think of her as well, for her spirit, man. And saying through the stroke, she's now a little bit going on with the swallowings. But, you know, we know the enemy comes in like a flood, but God can raise up a standard. When it's time,
Amen.
It'll be God's time. But if not, she's right now, a lot of our uncles, our aunts, and especially a lot of our mothers and stuff like this. So a lot of us go over to God. It's like she's like mother, grandmother, and auntie. So just pray for her, okay? And just pray for our family.
Amen.
Give God glory. But I thank God for what he's doing, has done, and will do. So I'm excited about
pray
Jesus.
I said pray for Rachel. I don't know if she's on the phone or not.
Yes, I thought about her, too. I didn't see her number on the line tonight. So you know
I texted her. I couldn't. She ain't texting back. Or let me. I don't know what's going on.
Well, we'll try to make contact tonight after the service. And Father, in Jesus' name, you heard the request, Lord, for Rachel. And God, we know she's always and her daughter just be online, and they draw so much from this, even like their own services. So God, whatever set up, trap, plot, plan, scheme, be eradicated this night. We're talking this night, every stronghold come down. Any disappointment, hurt, Lord, God, anything going on in the background that we don't have knowledge of, but she don't want to speak about, you know, God. So I'm praying, get her to a place in her daughter that they will just let go and let God. And I pray any report that's coming back against the daughter's shoulder or arm, where she had heard it falling that time in not too long ago, we rebuke and bind up. We are praying even that MRI, glory, that she don't be discouraged with or whatever's going on with my sister. Don't be no reoccurrences with her body, God. But I'm praying that she fight the good fight of faith and don't be on the highs and lows. But I don't care how strong we are, the enemy, I don't care how strong we are, if enough heat is applied, all the iron gonna bend. So sometimes we'll have, but don't let it be an up and down. Don't let her get back into that place of complacency again. We're praying, God, as she'll fight the good fight of faith. I pray a sharp treatment of the anointing, like a battery being boosted in a car. God, let it be one of those. Turn that engine over some more to fire up and get to keep it running. And that she'll look not in the rearview mirror, but keep looking over to God before her and looking up to God, the author and the finish of her faith. So, God, I pray against everything that the enemy is saying, our deaf ear to that, and open her ears to hear and bring it back up out of her belly, well with living water, to spring up that word of what God's already said and stand on it with trust and faith in the name of Jesus, that she don't lean to her own understanding and speak what God says. Not what the circumstances dictate. To walk by faith and not by sight. Sometimes we're our own enemy. Glory to God, allowing the enemy to trick us and saying things back, prophesying that. You said, so is a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And you said, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So I'm praying, turn those words around for victory and that she's a conqueror. And if she needs some help, Don't let the prayer look private gain. You told us to pray one for another, bear one another burdens, and we ought to confess our faults one to another. There are things we're going to have to bring to the table and say, I need prayer for this, this, that, and the other. God,
yes,
I pray we
yes.
will not get prey caught up like with a predator after a prey, just like a wild kingdom. We'll go out there and looking for the weak one. So you stay by yourself and veer off there, he's going to devour. So I'm praying that will not be the cases when we as believers fight the good fight of faith, seeking the face of God, but also calling on one another when
yes.
we need it. So, God, I pray encourage and encouragement. Mm-hmm. Touch your body. Bless. If it's going through pain, bless and the enemy deliver. I curse and cancel any transferring spirit to come against any of us while we're praying and interceding for other people, that it will not have any attachment to us in any way whatsoever. It'll be going back to the dry place from which it came and loose itself off of them too as well. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
as we stand with courage and faith,
Jesus.
Give her that too as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Be encouraged.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Love you.
Shalom. Love you. Shalom, shalom.
Love you.
Shalom.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He is wonderful. Yeah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he's brought me from. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord my God. He is worthy of the praise.